the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bet, Jack Wagons. Brad, the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Still ride the high of that Jamal Murray game winner in the Nuggets series against the Lakers in game numero dos. This, of course, is the Fade 5 podcast with both of us really abuzz after that remarkable win by the Nugs. Let's grab some tickets and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Lundy, your favorite wager night could be on the ice in the NHL postseason. It could be the NBA postseason. Could be on the Diamond Major League Baseball or elsewhere. Plus 100 odds are greater is the requirement. What do you got for me?
Brad, have you ever had food poisoning?
Yeah, too many times, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. And, you know, you just, you know, you're like, you're hugging the porcelain god. You're like, you're just yakking everywhere, right?
Or it's coming out all ends.
Well, and that's the thing. You're either holding on to the toilet and you're just puking. I mean, it's different colors. Or you're sitting on the throne. And I mean, your body is making noises that the Industrial Light and Magic special effects can't even replicate those sounds.
It's dumb and dumber all over again is what it is.
The reason I'm talking about that is because that is essentially the analogy of my current run in Major League Baseball. Folks, over the last 2 weeks, I am a glorious 3-19 on my Major League Baseball picks on the spreadsheet. So as I have noted, because those of you that follow my spreadsheet, by the way, you'll see that I put little comments every now and then when we're on a bad run. And so it's like, that sucks, Nate, things like that. Like, I go ahead and tell you that I suck so that I can save you the trouble on social media. But despite that, what do we do? We don't ever go back to that restaurant that gave us the food poisoning, by the way. But we do get back on the bus. And so, yes, my plus bus is, in fact, on the diamond for you this evening. Let's talk about Travis d'Arnaud of the Atlanta Braves. Dude's on fire, okay? I mean, he had a week before of home runs. So he is absolutely en fuego. But I have to share this with you because I started to dig into this one. First of all, I liked this prop to begin with when I saw it this morning at plus odds for this dude that is just raking right now for the Braves. But Brad, check this ish out.
Oh,
Travis Rogers is on the bump for Miami.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Back on April 12th. Travis d'Arnaud, double, right?
Yeah.
Got a double. That's a total base. He faced Rogers three times in 2022. Didn't face him in 2023. Faced him three times in 2022. Guess what he did in every game? A double.
Okay. Over 1.5 total bags. Bang.
And then in 2021, the only time he faced Trevor Rogers when he was a starter, not a pinch hitter, he also had a double. That means five times in a row that he has faced Rogers, he has at least a double in the game. So give me the over on the total bases. And by the way, if you're feeling frisky, and what the hell do I care? Because I'm losing every goddamn bet that I make on the diamond right now. It's plus 330 for him to hit a double. In case you really want to get crazy, I'm going to go for the total bases, which probably means he's going to go like 0-for-2 and he's going to leave the game twisting an ankle, trying to run to first base.
I love that. And we're going to have some more action on the Atlanta Braves in that game here momentarily on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to Thursday's NFL draft. My favorite prop of the board right now, J.J. McCarthy, Michigan's own, a very polarizing figure in this year's draft. Give me the over on 5.5, that being the pick number associated with him. In the NFL draft on Thursday, will be a top five pick. I say no, he will not. I think he's going to slide outside the top six. Honestly, I think the most likely destination, unless somebody trades up, and you know, there's a lot of smoke out there, but there's also a ton of smoke screens, is Minnesota at number 11. So
Rod, slip it and slide. You know, cue the Coolio there in the background. I think that's going to happen to McCarthy on Thursday night. Yesterday, Lundy, interestingly, the juice on this at DraftKings was plus 120. I just double checked it, and it is shaved off 20 cents. It is even Steven money. So I think by the time the draft actually commences on Thursday, this prop could be at minus odds. Do not believe a damn thing that is out there right now. Purely a gut feeling on my side, and I know all the advanced analytics are saying, oh, this guy's going to be an absolute stud, but I watched him in Michigan, a team that was all about ball control and defense, and they minimized a lot of the opportunities, probably for a reason. It raises a ton of concerns and questions for sure, and I think for that reason, GMs will cool slightly on him, but Minnesota obviously has a quarterback need. That's why number 11 overall makes all the sense in the world, and I don't think the Vikings will have to trade up to acquire him. So McCarthy over pick number 5.5 in the NFL draft, plus 100 available that at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
The payoff. I already told you there'd be another Bravo on the card today. How about Max Fried? And he has been deep, really fried, as his last name suggests, so far this season with a 7-plus ERA. But today, I think he rights the ship and it records the dub against the Miami Marlins. You get that right now at plus 110 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Fried. Again, that 7.71 ERA is ghastly. He's also got a 1.96 whip. Yikes. No doubt about it. He has been rocked repeatedly this year. Only got one win. Uno wins on the season in four turns of rotation. But you look at the advanced analytics. His BABIP, batting average balls in play, a very unlucky 3.75 so far. His xFIP is at 4.41. So that ERA should be really about three ticks lower than what you see there on the surface. He's number 347, however, in exit velocity allowed. So he's been definitely pounded when, you know, in the strike zone, but only given up a 29.3% hard hit percentage. So a little bit deceiving there. And 13 games lifetime against the Marlins, he is 4-3. With an okay 4.59 ERA, but Miami, third to last in Major League Baseball in weighted runs created this year. I know they split the series with the Cubs on the north side. I think that was more or less a moral victory for them, but I believe Max Fried and maybe Travis d'Arnaud slaps that double and knocks a couple of guys in the process. And he gets that cushy lead and coasts to six innings or five is all we need to qualify for the W and grabs that victory. So give me Max Fried to record the dub against the Marlins. Plus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, numero cinco on the countdown today. Fade or follow.
Correlate it. Bring it all together. We get us some Travis d'Arnaud. Look, I told you a couple of weeks ago on the podcast how annoying it is to bet on the Braves, because every time you think one hitter is going to do something, the other hitter does something. That's how stacked that freaking lineup is. You know, like I said, d'Arnaud is my guy. By the way, I also really like Ronald Acuna Jr. today. But as you look at this matchup, if those guys do what they are supposed to do against the guppies of Miami, then yes, we should see Fried get the W despite those numbers. This is one where you chalk one up in the W column.
Mad Max, show up. Take us beyond the Thunderdome. Get a quality start and the victory.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here with a Fade at Five countdown, let's say, on the diamond. And let's work in a little SGP between the Reds and the Phils. Battle of the same color there. And I got a couple of guys on both sides of the ledger I think are going to score a hit. All I need is one. On the Cincinnati side, give me Stuart Fairchild to get that hit. And then on the Philly side, give me Alec Baum to get a hit. You put those hands together, plus 115. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. The reason being is very simple here of why I like both these guys. They mash against left-handed pitchers. We got a lefty-on-lefty matchup in this game. Christopher Sanchez taking the mound for the Phils, and Andrew Abbott taking the ball for Cincinnati. You look at Fairchild, a guy that's 2-for-5 lifetime against Sanchez and 9-for-23 this season against LHPs. That's a 391 batting average for you math majors in attendance with a 916 OPS. Also in his career, he's batting 296 at home in this game being played along the banks of the Ohio River. Meanwhile, you look at Alec Baum. He has got a hit in 6 straight games. He's seen Andrew Abbott only one time, but that one time recorded a hit. And a guy that usually tees off against lefties well north of a career 300 batting average against Southpaw. So given his hot swing at bat and also the matchup and Stuart Fairchild being a lefty hitting specialist, he's a right-handed hitter, but really tees off against those left-handers. I think both these guys are going to slap one in some green space, and we're going to win in the end. So on this SGP, we'll see if Luddick comes with me. Stuart Fairchild, a hit. Alec Baum, a hit. Plus 115 to DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
I like your play on his name. We're going to bomb. We're going to bomb with Alec Baum. I like that.
Carpet bomb.
You're getting all fancy. You dropped a bomb on me. I mean, look, there's so many ways. There's so many ways that we could take this. Stuart Fairchild, by the way, sounds like he would be a number 3 character in a television show. He's an accountant that lives down the hall. Yeah. Well, there you go. See,
he's like a villain.
I envision him more like a Newman type character from Snyder, like a guy that lives down the hall. He's not in every episode, but every now and then he shows up. It's like, hey, it's Stuart. Check out, hey, Stuart's here.
Stuart? Or the kid from Beavis and Butthead they always made fun of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By the way, one of the most hilarious SNL skits that I've seen in a long time. Oh. Holy crap, that was so funny. Watching them absolutely break character was so much fun. That was so much fun. Yes, I'm going to follow with you on this one. I told you, folks, I don't pay any attention to what I do, okay? Any picks I give you, we heard coming up in the show, bonus time, whatever else, ignore every damn thing I say because I am ice cold.
Indeed you are, which requires...
So follow, which is probably a jinx for you.
It probably is, but fire! 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 Damn right, Beavis. Stay hot, Fairchild and Bob. Lundy, tail this. You need a winner.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to the NBA playoffs. So we got a 3-pack of games tonight. Let's go to the Suns and T-Wolves matchup. And one of my favorite props on the board at plus money, give me Devin Booker to book 3 or more made triples in this game against Minnesota. Plus 114, pretty handsome juice there. I'll get a little baby seduced by that juice there available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Booker, he was 2-for-6 in game 1. And that's kind of par for the course for him over the entire season from way downtown. He's averaging 6.1 attempts per game. He's drilling 36.4% of those opportunities. He was under this number in 3 of 4 games, including game 1. So over the entirety of the season against the T-Wolves, and yes, Minnesota, the regular season, they allowed the 3rd fewest 3-pointers made the opposition, that being 11.4 at a 32.3% clip. But I got a feeling, man, at plus money, can he get just barely over the hump? I think 2 is a virtual L or G word. I want to jinx myself. So he may hit that in the first half. Will he get the difference maker down the stretch? Again, listen to my gut. I say, hells to the yes. Get it done, Booker. Splash one home. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos. Plus 114 if you do with DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
I don't like the 3 number. I'm going to fade you on this one. I think he winds up hitting right where he has been, which is at that magical 2 number.
Yeah.
However, I'll give you one on the fly that I just did while your bald head was babbling. SGP, give me 2 for Booker, 2 for Durant, and 2 for Grayson Allen.
Okay.
Put all of that together. I did it on the fly just now, plus 102. So you're getting into plus odds. I need a pair of 3s out of each of those guys. So if you're like me and you're a little worried about the fact that Booker, the 2-for-6, is this type of thing that he's going to repeat, go pair it up with something else. Like I said, Booker, Grayson Allen, Kevin Durant, if all 3 of those guys get 2 from outside, it's plus 102 if you want to take a slight variation on what Brad was talking about.
Hells to the yeah. Look, if you want that action or you want some more action, go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you fools. It's absolutely free and sign up for a free account as well. We're trying to build a community. Many of you, hundreds of you, have already joined, and we're barely 11 weeks old. So thank you for your business. Lundy and I cranking out all kinds of content there every single day. We're even covering golf majors, boxing from our esteemed editor, Joe Lago. And some other fine sports as well. I got my NFL draft column up. There might be a certain someone making a column debut on the site that, if you know me, it's somebody I very much know and love, tied to the NFL draft. I'm going to have a new piece, as a matter of fact, on the NFL draft as well, in advance of that exercise going down Thursday. So whatever you like to bet on, read our opinions right now at thegamingjuice.com. It's free. You have no damn excuse. Get seduced by the juice today.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the feed. Five countdown. Let's go to Luca the Don. I'm going to go back to the same market I feature with Devin Booker, and that's in three-point land. However, unlike Booker, I say he lives in the land down under on 4.5 against a clip in the second game in this series. Plus money right now, and the only house that's got a plus money I've seen is FanDuel Sportsbook, that being +104. Now, Luka was 4-12 in game number one. So, yar, shiver me timbers, Captain Hook came into play. And hopefully that will stick yet again. So apply that hook, please. Captain Hook, he's been under in 2 of 4 matchups, including that game one showdown over the entire of this series, season series against LAC. Yeah, he's averaging 4.1 makes per game, but again, he's got to get to 5. He's jacking 10.6 threes per game over the season from outside, hitting at 38.2% in the regular season. The clip of the regular season, middle of the pack, and three-pointers made allowed. They were number 14 in that category, giving up 12.9 per game at a 35.4% make clip. So pulled all together, plus money. I think there's some decent value here on Luka the Don going under 4.5 made triples against the Clippers, +104 at FanDuel. Lundy, better follow.
If you're somebody that thinks Dallas is going to win this game, this prop is going to scare you. It sure just is. If you've got this feeling that they are going to bounce back, then this one should scare you a little bit. But in his career, Luka only averages 3.3 made threes against the Clippers. So we can go all the way across his career, and he's averaging only 3, which means he can go one above that number, as Brad just said. And you can still cash this one. I'm going to get seduced by the fact that it's at +104 at FanDuel. So jump on this one while you can before that number comes down and you're giving up and you're getting into negative numbers.
Giddy up, baby, with Luka on the under made threes.
Number one.
Numero uno on the feed. 5 countdown on this hashtag taco and hashtag always tequila Tuesday. Let's go with an SGP and let's go with the other matchup in the NBA postseason. We have the Indiana Pacers taking on Milwaukee. The Bucks really kind of shocked the world in game number one without Giannis, who is going to be out for multiple weeks with that calf strain. So he's not going to be in uniform tonight. I think it's a bounce back affair for the Pacers in this one, spearheaded by, of course, Tyrese Halliburton. So with that in mind, on this SGP, give me Tyrese Halliburton 5 more rebounds and Halliburton 8 or more assists. Put those together, +100, even Steven Juice there at BetMGM. If you are looking for the my little friend, it's indeed my sledgehammer play of the day. Whether you're catching the action on Live at Line or reading it, of course, at thegamingjuice.com. But you look at game number one, he had 7 rebounds and 8 assists in that one. The assistant really, that's par for the course for him. That's very normal. Shouldn't shock a soul, but the assists, the rebounds, I should say, he was a busy man there on the glass. Against Milwaukee, including the regular season, all 6 matchups, he has been over both their thresholds in the same game 4 times, averaging 6 rebounds per game and 10.5 assists per game. So he can't even fall short of the career averages or this season's averages against Milwaukee, and we still cash in as a result. Yes, the Bucks, 18th fewest opponent rebounds per game allowed in the regular season. Not a stellar matchup there. And the 13th fewest assists per game allowed in the regular season as well. But I think the Pacers, they got to get right. They're going to be more competitive in this game. Maybe Dame Lillard somewhat cools off. And Halliburton and a nip and tuck affair stockpiles the stats. So give me him on this SGP, my number one play on this edition of the Fade 5 podcast. 5 or more rebounds, 8 or more dimes, plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy. My sledgehammer special. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I'll roll with you on this one. I do think it's a bounce back opportunity. Pay attention to Pascal Siakam's stat lines as well and some player props there. I think you may be able to find some value, especially if you're dealing with some of those bonuses from BetMGM, DraftKings, etc. on the same game parlay. This is a game where I actually like a lot of the different players in terms of stat lines. So I like what you've got here with Halliburton. I like Siakam as well. I think you can build yourself a pretty nice and sexy SGP out of this game because I do believe it's going to be a close contest. So, you know, for example, if I'm trying to put one together right now, I would go take, I would take Indiana on an alt line. Take it to like plus 8.5, plus 9.5, something like that for them to maybe they win it outright, right? Maybe they surprise everybody and they bounce back based on what happened with Dame in game one. But at the very least, keep it close. So just some ways that you can package this game together. And I think you can find yourself some SGP value. Good call on this one, especially at even money at BetMGM.
All right, let's get some more action. It's bonus time on the board, Lundy. NBA, Major League Baseball, or your pride and joy, the NHL. What do you got for me?
NHL's been lukewarm for us. And, you know, these guys have to play again tonight. And God, son of a... Brad, are you interested in playing goalie for the Avs? Because basically they need one right now.
I can't do the splits, so I probably would not be effective in that realm.
All right, here, I'm going to put the old glasses on here for a second so that I can try to feel like I'm a little smarter as I give you these picks. Let's go to the aforementioned ice. This is a three-legger for you. I put this together at DraftKings. It came out to be a plus 109. And that is, I'm removing the game between the Caps and the Rangers from this equation. But the other three games, Tampa and Florida, Colorado and Winnipeg, Nashville in Vancouver, give me all of them on an alt total to be over 4.5 goals total. That's all I need. We need 5 or more goals in all three of those contests. If that happens over at DraftKings, it's a nice little plus 109. Tampa and Florida, I think it's going to be a battle back and forth again. Both of those teams know how to score. Wouldn't surprise me at all for Tampa to pick up the victory. With Colorado and Winnipeg, I mean, they scored 13 on Sunday night, for crying out loud. I don't think they're going to do that. However, the Avs are screwed between the pipes right now. They're going to continue to give up goals, but this is an Avalanche team that can score anytime they want. So you put all that together, you're going to see that one hit the number easily. And then Nashville and Vancouver, another opportunity where Nashville may come out with a little bit of extra pep in their skates this evening. And I think because of that, we're going to see some scoring in that one as well. So again, all three of those games, not Washington and the Rangers, because damn it, that game could be 2-1. But the other three contests tonight, give me the over on the alt total of 4.5 goals in each one of them. Back to the diamond we go. A couple of total base props that I really, really like for this evening, in addition to Travis d'Arnaud. And that is Gunnar Henderson. Holy crap, that dude is just mashing the baseball right now. That thing is the size of a beach ball when it's coming from the mound to the plate for him. He is seeing it constantly. So give me him to go over his total bases on the road against the LA Angels of Anaheim, Southern California, whatever they are.
Orange County.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. So give me the over on Gunner. However, he's juiced up a little bit. So the other guy that I really like on his total base prop for this evening in the nation's capital, give me Mookie Betts to go over on his total bases as well. If you put both of those guys together, it's plus 208. Woo! So again, by themselves. I want to say Mookie is like minus 120. Gunner is like minus 130. So you smash them together, you're getting better than 2-1 odds. And so I like that one. You can bet them individually if you want. And then on a hits prop, Brad, you were doing this before when you were talking about Fairchild and Bohm/Baum. Give me these three guys. Give me Trey Turner. Give me Kerry Carpenter. And give me Mookie Betts. If you put all of those together, it is Turner, Kerry Carpenter, and Gunner. Sorry. Give me those. So I already told you about Gunner and Betts.
Yep.
All I'm doing is I'm bopping it down to just a hit and adding Trey Turner. That is a plus 126. But if you want to add Kerry Carpenter for a hit as well on the road against the Rays, it bumps it up to a plus 264. So you could decide how you want to play that. You could round robin it. You could do whatever. But just based on matchups, based on history against the pitchers, those are four guys that I love to get a base knock tonight. Trey Turner, Kerry Carpenter, Mookie Betts, Gunner Henderson. All four of those happen. It's plus 264 or mix and match to your heart's delight. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go with our team Huevos Parlay play on this Tuesday, and let's go to Major League Baseball. Oh, this SGP, come with me if you were buying what I am selling. Leg numero uno, give me the Twinkies. -1.5 on the standard run line. They're taking on the White Sox. They got three stinking wins. They're 3-19 this year. Their run differential is -78. Of course, that's dead last in Major League Baseball. They're also dead last in weighted runs created according to Fangraphs so far. They are a laughing stock, and they're a money-making opportunity every single time they take the diamond. So I think the Twins, they're trying out the race on Pablo Lopez. They're going to score the victory. By the way, the White Sox 1-9 on the run line in their last 10 games. Minnesota, they're not world beaters offensively, but they are 4-6 on the run line in their last 10. They win by two or more. Speaking of Pablo Lopez, leg numero dos, I think he strikes at least five. The White Sox, number four on the season so far in strikeout percentage, punching out 27% of their plate appearances. Lopez, 9.13 K per nine this season. He struck out at least five in 3 of 4 starts this year. And leg numero tres, Eric Fetty. The former National, now with the White Sox, I think he walks at least two guys. I know Minnesota not walking with the frequency that we saw last year. They're only number 23, and based on balls percentage, earning that free pass, 7.7% of their plate appearances this year. But Fetty has a 3.98 walks per nine mark and has walked at least two dudes in 3 straight start. So to recap, the team Huevos parlay play of the day on this SGP, Twins -1.5 on the run line, Lopez 5 or more strikeouts, Fetty 2 or more walks, +175. Hell yeah, I'm working the shoulders and getting seduced by that juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. If you want to just play Lopez to score a win, straight up at DraftKings, it's minus 140. A little bit higher juice there. Usually you get this at like plus odds, but I think he's going to go like 7 strong. And it's, I think the over on 18.5 outs at DK for him is like plus 110. That might be the most supreme value on the board. He's already gone 7 strong in one of the prior starts this season. And I think he could honestly have like a complete game shutout tonight. Wouldn't at all shock me. So over 18.5 outs, a way to go. If you play him to get the victory, it's minus 140. Both pulled at DraftKings. Elsewhere, Ryan Pepio, I got a little pep in my step, not skates. Give me the over on 6.5 strikeouts against Detroit. Minus 125 juice there at BetMGM. The Tigers, the 8th highest strikeout percentage in Major League Baseball this season. They're punching out 24.6% of the time. Pepio has been outstanding. The former Dodger, 10.72 K per 9, 28.8 call plus swinging strike percentage, and has hit 7 or more strikeouts in 2 of 4 starts this year. So maximize the matchup against Detroit. I think he strikes at least 7 there. And the other one, pure gut feel in baseball for me, James Paxton. He is coming off, we have like 7 or 8 walks the last game. He was all out of control. The ERA is still below 3, oddly. I mean, you look at the X ERA, it's a 6 plus right now. He's got a 7.88 walks per nine mark on the season. But coming off that ghastly effort, I think he's going to clean up the act, become more efficient. I like the over as a result of 16.5 outs against Patrick Corbin and the Washington Nationals. And it's a light juice of -105. Washington is number 21 in rated runs created this year. And Paxton, he's already done this one time in three starts. So again, I think he's going to rectify the issues of control that he had last time out. Strap on a pair of depends, my man, and find the damn strike zone. I like the over there at 16.5 outs against the Nats at a -105 juice. And then finally, in the NBA, my last play, I did a little SGP on the Suns and T-Wolves game, and it's all about that star power. And I'm going to hopefully count my lucky stars in the end. Give me Ant-Man, 25 or more points, and give me KD to have all it is 20 or more points. Those two accomplishments happen. It's +110 at BetMGM. And you look at Ant-Man, he had 33 in game one. I know he was under in the three regular season matchups against the Suns, but he's probably going to take at least 24, 25 shots like he did in the first game. I think he's easily going to get to 25. He's averaging 28.5 points per game in his postseason career, shooting 48% from the floor. And then KD, he went for 31 in game one, also had a 31-point game in the regular season against Minnesota. So he's been over this in 2 of 4 matchups against the T-Wolves, 29.4 points per game in his illustrious postseason career, netting 47.2%. from the floor. So again, Ant-Man, 25 more points. Kevin Durant, 20 or more points, +110 there at BetMGM. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review and feed or follow us on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you. Lundy, at Nate Lundy, and myself, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and read all our damn content. And sign up for a free account. We'll be back on Friday. I'll have more NFL draft action if you are so desperate for some pigskin in your life on the website. But I'm not going to speak of it anything more outside of live on the line. For the sexy, handsome, and still celebrating, at least on the Nuggets, Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.